Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Deca Smash has turned to Penta Smash. Steve, what five songs have dissipated from this obnoxious mix?
Let's see. If I can go back, I believe it was... First one was... It was Mamma Mia.
That ding, ding, ding. That's really tense. Yeah. I don't like that.
Then there was... Something like this. Throw me inside my coffin and close it. I'm gonna expose it. I'll take you back to 70. Eminem cleaning out my closet.
Cleaning out my closet. You listen to me.
Stop all that mansplaining. Megan Trainor. I'm gonna cut that one off because
it's so like a novelty potty song. And then this.
We had Ozzy.
Song.
Mixed in there somewhere was...
Yeah, the Stones.
Some feedback about your list so far, Steve.
Okay.
Text from Nash or from Tennessee. Normally, I can pick out three songs at minimum in Deca Smash, but today, it sounds like my brain when I'm trying to fall asleep. You know, instant anxiety, like a cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah, not great.
Somebody else said, if I had a list of all 10 songs in front of me, I couldn't pick one out anyway.
It was rough for a minute.
It is. But now it's Penta Smash. Might be easy now,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Penta Smash. Do you want me to go back to the beginning? Do you want me to jump in at a different part that we haven't heard yet? What would you like?
Yeah, go back to the beginning.
From the top. Okay. Oh, I hear one.
It's like my ear doesn't know where to focus. Like,
yeah, everybody's ears have ADHD right
yeah.
now.
I'm like, wait, I'm bouncing here, man.
All right, somebody's going to get one, right?
Yeah.
You think? Rochelle in Pennsylvania. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Going with Mother by Danzig.
Oh, you know it.
Mama.
Lucky idiot account for Rochelle.
This song is ancient, and I don't think I heard it until like 5 years ago.
I don't think I heard it
really?
Until it was on Guitar Hero.
Yeah, probably.
Tell your children not to run my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they do, what they say. Mother. Mother. Could you keep them in the dark for a while? Could you keep them in the dark for a while?
He sings weird.
I love this song. Mm-hmm.
Is there a Glenn that rocks harder than Glenn Danzig?
Glenn Close.
Does she rock?
I don't think she rocks.
She rocks pretty hard.
Danzig though.
She totally rocks.
Glenn Miller.
Glenn Campbell? Nope, it's Danzig.
He is the hardest rocking Glenn, I think.
And then there were four.
Quad smash! Not from the top, from the 1 minute and 22 second mark.
Geez.
Chaos.
All right, Nicole in Maine. How are you, Nicole?
All right. Someone already guessed mine, but I have another guess.
Okay, what do you got?
Mama said Metallica.
No.
Sorry. She thinks she knows the theme, but it didn't help. Ben in Grand Rapids. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Good.
All right. How about Mama Said Knock You Out, LL Cool J?
Come on, man.
Oh.
And with the local DBC.
Nice, man.
Ladies love Cool James.
Yeah.
Come back. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What suffers a beer? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the competition. I'm towering, wreck your shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that are all get sliced in.
Try smash! It's weird how one song hit the post of another song.
Yeah.
You're doing all
the I hear that one clearly, but I don't know what it is.
So there have been times where I didn't know many. I haven't known one.
Really?
Not one.
Like, you know the songs, you once you hear them by themselves,
yes.
You just can't
most
pick
of them,
out.
Yeah, but I can't know. Okay. Normally I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get that. Nope. Joe in Nashville. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I've got absolutely no idea. I'm going to go ahead and guess, though, Mother by Pink Floyd. Pearl Jam.
Oh, well, you inadvertently got it right.
Oh!
Because this is Mother by Pink Floyd.
By Pink Floyd, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, no,
you got it for all the wrong reasons, but whatever,
hey,
man.
Yeah. Still doing better than a lot of us.
Yeah.
Joe, like, hold on. Do you think they'll like this song? Oh, I didn't. Is the theme garbage?
Yeah.
This is
what?
Terrible.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Yeah, this is a great song. Oh, I know it's Pink Floyd. Everybody loves Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
I like Pink Floyd.
Ooh, mother, should I build the wall?
Oh, I don't care, as long as it's soundproof.
Let's listen to the whole thing.
Mother, should I run?
Does it ever
president?
Do something?
Yeah.
It does kick in. Yeah, there's a chorus. Yeah. Yeah, hush now. Yeah.
Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true.
Was that the kick in?
Well, it.
Mama's gonna hold on.
You missed it by just a little bit.
There we go.
He actually skipped the whole chorus. But listen to that Gilmore guitar,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they've definitely done better.
Nah, man, that's tasty.
It is tasty.
Yeah.
We're now down to Buy Smash.
Buy Smash.
All right. I'm going to go from the top on these. Two songs left. Here we go.
I sure wish somebody would get that one song because I don't know what it is.
You don't?
I don't know the country song.
Y'all work this country radio.
What country song?
You're doing all the school.
I think it's the guy
Kelly,
who sings
no?
Beef,
oh,
it's what's
know.
For
oh.
Dinner. Chris in Binghamton, New York. Hi, Chris.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
Fine. You?
Not too bad. Did I hear Dear Mama by Tupac?
Oh, yeah.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street.
Preview, I can't believe you didn't get this one.
I remember when Austin Power or Dr. Evil and his kid did this, right? Is that the one?
Yep.
In prison? Scared to go home, I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed. Mama, I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell.
All right.
And then there was one.
Uno smash.
Uno smash.
Uno smash.
I don't know if anybody's going to get it this time without. Let's go to America's youngest Norma in Tennessee. Hello, Norma.
Norma.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Somebody just took mine.
They took yours. Yeah. You're not going for the country song?
Oh, I stayed on the phone so long and then somebody got it.
I'm sorry. Tommy, will you give Norma a lucky idiot account for time invested? Thank you. In fact, we'll do that for all of the people that remain right now. Ryan in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Ryan. Can you get one?
I sure can. It's Hot Mama by Trace Atkins.
Well done.
In them old jeans, you want that body back, you had it 17. Well, baby, don't get down, don't you worry about a thing, cause the way you fill them out, hey, that's all right with me. I don't want the girl you used to be. And if you ain't noticed, the kids are fast asleep in your one hot mama. You turn me on, let's turn and turn this room into a sauna. One hot mama. Oh, what do you say, babe? You wanna?
Steve, were you on the show when we interviewed Trace Atkins and Richard Petty at the same time for Goody's Headache Powder?
I don't know.
That is a weird interview to do because they both have, like, Richard Petty, I could talk to for an hour about old school racing and, you know, his start when NASCAR was in its infancy and winning 200 races and everything else. And Trace Atkins is very interesting. Mm-hmm. But the only thing they had in common was Goody's headache powder. That was hard.
Yeah,
that was a hard interview. Richard, what was it like coming around the final turn knowing Cale Yarborough is bearing down on you and he'll put you into the wall at 180? Okay, cool. Trace, do you remember that time you went to Tootie's in Nashville and played with a guitar? Cool. Yeah. Richard, what kind of gas do you like? Trace, what's your favorite microphone? Ugh. Terrible. But they were fun.
Headache powder, that's not a real thing, right? That's,
of course it is.
Yeah.
Snake oil?
No. It's just like aspirin. I think it's, except it's like you snort it.
I don't think you snort it. Kelly, it is a Goody's headache powder is a Southern thing. No one snorts. Yeah. You don't snort it.
I mean, I never have, but people love it.
I'm sure some people
do. I don't
know
why you can't. What do you put it in a drink?
I mean,
it's a powder. You don't just put the powder in your mouth.
It just comes in like a little piece of paper, actually. And most of the time when I'd see people do it, they'd throw it in and chug real fast.
Mm.
I don't know that I ever saw anybody mix it. Maybe. But no, my friends didn't take it straight to the brain.
Let's see. Tear open the packet along the perforated line. Do not inhale the powder.
Okay.
It says that in bold print.
You don't want it in your lungs.
Drink a full glass of water or another non-alcoholic beverage. So you put it in your mouth and you chase it with water. You don't mix it in. Pour the powder onto your tongue. Do not inhale, it says, a second time.
That seems like that would happen on accident a lot when you're putting powder on your tongue.
I mean, would you?
Why not just mix it? Or why not just make it a capsule?
Because it probably works more quickly that way.
Like it goes right into the veins.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Yeah. Can you inject it? I know you're not supposed to.
No.
Can you freebase it?
Let me read you the directions again.
Yeah, can you boop
Place one powder on tongue every 6 hours. Drink a glass of water, not alcohol, with each dose. Stir powder or stir powder into a glass of water.
Yeah, I always just tell people straight to the tongue, chug.
I think that's the way to go. I bet it works fast, right?
I mean, I never did it. I don't care for it like that. I can't.
Okay. That's a terrible ad for them.
Yeah. Well, thank God they're not a client. No, I prefer pill form because it didn't matter if it was citrus flavored or whatever. I was like, no, I don't want to put medicated like powder on my tongue. I'll never get that flavor out of my mouth.
You got an issue with dry things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know who would choose the powder over a pill. No offense, Goody family. But yeah, who would do that? Right?
I mean, it breaks.
Do you
down
take a capsule
faster.
And dump it out in your tongue and go, that's better balls?
This is a much deeper dive than I thought we would be taking. Goody's headache powder.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes we're fascinated by dumb things.
Yeah, we love science.
That's it.